We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you on behalf of Merit Assembly of God. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMIE and WWBC 1510 AM. We really do appreciate you listening. Thank you for all of the encouragement that we received here at the National Day of Prayer, people coming up and telling us that they listen to the broadcast, and we are truly grateful for all of you who are listening. We pray that this broadcast makes a difference in people's lives. So I do want to share with you that tomorrow we will not be having our vintage service at 11 a.m., The Boys and Girls Ministry will go on tomorrow night, but Wednesday, May the 20th, we will not have our vintage service. I'm going to be away at District Council. I've got to go over there for meetings, and so we will not be having that service on that day. So just to give you a heads up. Back to Luke chapter 8, where we were yesterday, and I'm going to begin reading in the middle of verse number 42 again. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." So yesterday we were talking about Jairus' miracle interrupted. Jairus' miracle being interrupted. It was interrupted because the crowds were impeding his progress. And then this woman that we're talking about, she comes up from behind. While Jesus is already on the journey, she's in desperate need of healing in her body, reaches out and says, "If I can just touch the very bottom of the garment that belongs to him and is touching his body, I believe that God is going to heal me." And there was a couple of things that happened back in verse number 44. It says, "And she came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped." Okay? When she touched by faith, when she reached out and acted in the faith that God had planted in her heart, there were two things that stopped. One was that the problem, the bleeding stopped. The source of the problem had been healed. She was made whole. The second was Jesus stopped in his tracks. I pray today that you and I would step out in faith today in such a manner that it would cause Jesus to stop and pay attention and get notice. Listen, you and I are already the apple of his eye. I saw a cute little cartoon the other day. It was a sparrow laying on a psychiatrist's couch and says, "So, Mr. Sparrow, what seems to be the problem?" And the sparrow said, "I just have this very strange feeling that someone is always on me," you know, referring to Jesus' passage that his eye is on the sparrow and not one of them falls to the ground without your heavenly Father paying attention to it. He knows what you and I have need of. He's always got his eye on you, but I would like to get his attention today, that he would want to stop and have a discussion and say, I know what happened, but do you know what happened? Because look at what Jesus says here. He said, who touched me? The disciples were all mystified. They said, when all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. So get this picture. Here is this large crowd of people, and there's bumping and jostling and touching. And if you've ever been around a celebrity event, you know, people are trying to put out their hands and get someone to touch their hand. And you know what? Not one of those celebrity touches has ever done anything. Not one handshake with a golfer has improved my golf game or anything. And so there was all of this jostling and bumping up against. There were physical encounters that were taking place, but there was something different about this woman's faith. When she touched Jesus, there was a faith transaction that took place. The rest of it was just contact, but this was a transaction. Now I want to say this. When Jesus is on trial later, as he's getting ready to go to Calvary, and they send him to Herod, it says that Herod was glad because he had hoped for Jesus. He would hope to see Jesus do a miracle for him. Herod was interested in seeing Jesus for entertainment value. Many people were interested in seeing Jesus for the celebrity factor. Many people were interested in seeing Jesus because of where he was going. But this woman said, I don't just need to see him. I don't just need to make eye contact with him. I want to touch him. I don't just want there to be something of mine touching something of his. I want there to be a faith transaction that takes place. Because I believe that he's more than just a man walking down the street. I believe that he is the Son of God and he can heal me of my infirmity. So here we're here on a Tuesday. I want to ask you, when you went to church on Sunday, when you worshiped over the weekend, did you just rub shoulders with other believers? Did you just rub shoulders against Jesus? Did you have a connection, if you will? But was there a faith transaction? Was there something that took place in your spirit that said, you know what? Everything is changed because of my contact with God. There is something that flowed from the throne when I reached out and touched him. See, I want to have a faith transaction. There, you know, I want to invite you out to our services on Sunday. I think I mentioned that on yesterday's broadcast. This coming Sunday, we are going to have a powerful service. We're believing for the presence of God. I'm praying and fasting that God is going to do a remarkable thing. Nothing's too hard for God. I pray that you'll come and join us this coming Sunday because I don't care how long the chronic condition goes on. I know this, that Jesus can change it instantly. He can change it suddenly. And so Jesus begins to inquire. He stops in his tracks and he begins to ask, he says, who touched me? And I don't believe that he's asking the disciples. I believe he's looking around in the crowd. Somebody touched me. There is something that just took place, that there was something that flowed through me right now, and it impacted. And I believe that same thing takes place here on this radio broadcast. You know, you can please contact us on our website, email us, call us, leave us a voicemail on the phone, whatever. We would love to hear your praise reports and your prayer requests and your testimonies because we celebrate those things. I just don't want to be sharing the word and all of a sudden there be something and say, you know what, I'm just so glad I shared that. I'm looking for there to be faith transactions for the word. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why we are imparting this word, that when it will strike your spirit, that faith will arise and there will be something that immediately takes place. And Jesus is looking around and says, somebody touched me. Was it you? Was it you on my right? You on my left? And he's asking, did you touch me? Did you touch me? And all of a sudden the disciples look around and they say, Master, are you okay? Because there's all sorts of people pressing you and touching you and thronging you. And Jesus said, somebody touched me in a manner that was different than the rest, because there was something that flowed. There was power that flowed from me. Somebody touched me in faith. Somebody touched me. They tapped into the divine reservoir of healing. Somebody, I don't know who it was, and he's looking around. And now I know that he's the Son of God. I know that he's got sovereign knowledge. I know that he could have walked up to the woman and said, hey, I know it was you. But he's asking the crowd, somebody, you need to step up right now. By the way, did you know that you and I are supposed to confess with our mouth what has taken place in our innermost being? It is what is going on the inside that comes out and flows from our speech. I shared in one of our vintage services here not too long ago, hey, if you want to know what your innermost being looks like, carry around a digital voice-activated recorder and play it back to yourself and hear the words that came out of your mouth. And when you hear them, analyze them and say, does my speech reflect faith or does it reflect complaining? Does my speech reflect obedience and sovereignty and righteousness to God, or does it reflect a person who's discontent and not living up to the commands that we have in the Word of God? Analyze what's going on in your heart. Jesus said, somebody touched me and there was something that went out from me. Now listen, if it went out from him, the scripture says that when the word goes forth from him, it does not return to him void. It does not miss its mark. It never just returns to him and said, you know, it was a good try, but we didn't make the impact. So listen. Psalm 107:20 says he sent forth his word and he healed them. And so when Jesus says there was power that went out from me, that means that there was power that went into somebody and he wanted to know who it was. That's why we ask, you know, for people to confess with their mouth. That's one of the reasons why there should be participation in baptismal services. If you've not followed the Lord in water baptism, I encourage you to do so. And don't just let that be a church pronouncement. Invite your friends, invite your family and say, look, I want you to come and celebrate what God has done in my life. And so Jesus says, wait a minute, somebody touched me. I perceived power going out from me. And it says in verse number 47, now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. This is what I believe. I mean, this is a powerful verse of scripture right here. When God has touched you, it is going to be impossible for you to remain hidden. When Jesus healed the blind man, he said, don't tell anybody. The reason was he wasn't going to have to tell anybody, because a person with sight functions different than a person with no sight. They had always seen that particular man function without vision. They knew that he would sit there and he would beg in those societies. There was no way for him to be a functional person in that society. But as they saw him walking down the street without assistance, without his beggar's garments on, as they saw him doing business and transactions, maybe the people used to make fun of him, but now all of a sudden he could see the things that they were putting in his path and all of that sort of stuff, they would notice that he could now see. Jesus touched this woman And it says here that she came to the realization that she was not hidden. You know, I will tell you this. I strive to be a person that tells the truth, because I believe that if I tell a lie, there's this big neon sign that goes over my head that says, liar, 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 and it's pointing down to me. And I'm just not a good liar. I don't have a good enough memory to remember a whole trail of lies so that I can cover up that lie by telling another lie, by telling another lie. It's a whole lot easier just to speak the truth and let the truth be revealed and not have to try and conceal anything. Listen, in 2015, a person whom has had a genuine work of the Spirit take place in their life, you can't stay hidden anymore. There are too many people who need to see the glory and the grace of God manifest in this society. We can no longer function as undercover Christians. We need to come forth. And Jesus was looking. He says, because confession is made. And it says, she was trembling. Now, the reality was, like I mentioned on yesterday, she had been unclean. She wasn't supposed to be having contact with, and now here she is, and she has touched who Hebrews describes as our high priest. You know, and under the Levitical law, she would have just defiled him. I just sense right now that there are people who the devil has convinced, if you become a Christian, if you touch Jesus, you've got such a checkered past, such a storied reputation, a sullied reputation. Maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's just a history of unwise relationships. And, you know, there could be other things, crimes that you've committed. And the devil's trying to convince you, if you touch Jesus, you're going to defile him. I want you to know that this woman and this passage of scripture testifies that when an unclean person touches another person, that other person was made unclean. But when an unclean person touches Jesus, Jesus makes that unclean person clean. I'm not here today because I'm a perfect human being. I'm here today because of the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. She came trembling. It was an intimidating thing. Listen, women in that society had not nearly as many rights as women do in current society. They just didn't. And now Jesus is looking, somebody touched me. And this woman comes and she falls down before him. And she begins to declare to him in the presence of everyone the reason she had touched him. The reason she had touched him. You know, we pray for revival. We are praying for the presence of God to come. And today I want to ask you this question. Why do you want to touch Jesus? Is it just alleviation of your pain, or so that your problem disappears? Do you just want to touch Jesus so you will feel better? Do we want the presence of God in our churches just so that there's more dynamic things that take place in our services? Do we want to touch God so that we can get our spiritual merit badge? Or do we want to touch God because there's a world that desperately needs to see that God is alive? He's not dead. That's the reason. She came and she said, she told them, hey, the reason I touched you, I've had this problem for 12 years. I spent all my money on doctors and they couldn't do anything. I was in a hopeless situation. I was unclean. I was weak. I was fatigued. And all I could do was to get to the hem of his garment. Do you realize that touching the hem of his garment, she would have had to have gotten down on the ground in order to be able to touch the very hem? Do you realize that in doing that, she had positioned herself to where she could be trampled upon by the multitudes and the throngs who are so interested in getting to Jesus that they wouldn't be paying attention to what's going on at their feet. Are you willing to risk everything today? Is Merit Assembly of God really willing to risk it all? Being able to walk on, maybe have the very life of us trampled out from us because we have a reason to touch Jesus. Today, I'm not here looking for the presence of God to make a name for myself. There's only one place I'm looking to make a name for myself, and that's in heaven. I want to store up treasures in heaven. I want to be able to cast my crowns at the feet of Jesus and say, Master, you gave me salvation, and you gave me the gifts of the Spirit. You gave me the Word of God. You gave me faith. You gave me strength and ability and your grace. And God, as a result, here are the people who've been saved as a result of that. To God be the glory, great things he has done. What's the reason you want to touch him today? Now, I believe if you're sick, you need to touch Jesus because he wants you well. I believe that healthy people are glorious testimonies. But I tell you, I know some people who've walked through some very deep waters. And in walking through those very deep waters, there have been people who watched them. Instead of drown, they kept their eye on Jesus. They have literally, I know people who testified, it's because I saw what God did with you on the journey through your crisis that today I've put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And the woman said, here's the reason. And as she said, and she also said this, she told how she was healed immediately. Now, that invoked a response. I'm going to touch on that maybe a little bit more on tomorrow's broadcast. And he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Can you imagine what it meant to that woman who, you know, came before him and knelt trembling and said, you know I wasn't supposed to, but this is what I did. This is the reason that I did it. And he looks down at her and he says, daughter, remember, faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. Faith comes from God. It is a gift from God. He's given to everyone the measure of faith. What are you going to do with the gift that you have received? And all of a sudden this woman comes and she testifies about what has taken place, how she came up and she touched the very hem of his garment. She risked being trampled on and being possibly trampled to death. And when she grabbed hold of him, a problem she'd had for 12 years stopped. What took place through her fingertips was a miracle, took place in her body. And he says, daughter, my daughter, please understand today that if you are in the middle of a problem, that does not mean that God is mad at you. It doesn't mean that he's punishing you. It means that there's an opportunity going on in your life for the reality that you are a child of God to be manifest and you walk in the divine provision that God has for you. Isn't it amazing how often the devil is able to convince us that God is mad at us when the truth of the matter is he's mad about you. He just loves you. And Jesus reminds her of her position in his family, that she's his daughter. As daughter, listen, my daughters are both home, and they can go anywhere in our house. They go access the refrigerator. They can avail themselves of any seat. They don't have to ask my permission. They are under my covering, and so they can come into the house. They've got the keys to get in, the keys to get out. They have their responsibilities, but they know that everything that I have, I will provide for them. And today, I want you to know that it is not illegal for you as a child of God to have a divine faith transaction to take place with your Heavenly Father. Daughter, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. Cheer up. I think that in 2015, we need to be of good cheer. I know that there's earthquakes taking place that are devastating. I know that there is persecution that is breaking out and hostility against Christians like I've never experienced or never seen in my lifetime. But he says, be of good cheer. Isn't that amazing? You can be in the midst of a crowd and all of a sudden God can do a work in you that changes your dynamic. Listen, when you go to church, don't just be content to be hanging around there. Allow God, say, God, I am here today. Something needs to take place. This woman not only had a transaction that took place that changed her physical makeup, but it also changed her emotional makeup. She was no longer ostracized. She had just been spoken to by the king. By the way, this woman, there's no name mentioned for her. I believe that when we get to heaven, that there's going to be a lot of people in heaven that no one on earth really knew their name, knew their impact. But God says, I knew you. And I want you to cheer up today. God doesn't want you bummed. He does not want you depressed. He wants you well. He wants you whole, and he wants you full of joy. Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Go in peace. Your faith has made you well. Now abides faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Okay? Love is marvelous, and hope is marvelous. But you and I, we need to activate that faith that God has given us. If you want your situation to change, and I'm working on a sermon series right now about change. God wants to change us for the better. And so he says, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. She came in faith. She was healed in faith. She testified in faith. And God gave her a word. And he says, when you leave, you're going having been made whole. Today, as you go about your business, may the peace of God rule and reign in your heart. May the peace of God surpass your understanding. May you not go in worry, go in anxiety, or go in fear, but may you, as you go about your journey today, journey on in the faith that God has for you. Father, I just want to praise you right now. Lord, all of this took place while Jairus was on his way with you for the miracle he needed. And God, today, there may be unexpected miracles, unexpected interruptions that come our way, but God, our faith is in you. Our eyes are fixed upon you. And I pray right now that we would reach out, that we would touch you, God, that there would be power that flows from the throne. God, we need you because without you, we're not going to see the impact that you need to make. May your kingdom come in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go in peace today, and we will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.